Bullet, The Earth and Its Peoples, Chapter 15, The Latin West, 1200 to 1500. Ecologically, the later medieval history of the Latin West is a story of triumphs and disasters. The mechanical energy produced by water wheels and windmills was used to grind grain into flour, saw logs into lumber, crush olives, tan leather, and make paper. Water power expanded the manufacture of iron products such as armor and horseshoes, while mining supplied metals for coins, church bells, and cannon. Such industry altered the landscape dramatically. Dams and canals changed water courses, quarry pits and mines scarred the countryside, and water pollution became a problem. Logging cleared farmland and yielded timber, but severely depleted forests. After a period of considerable population growth, the Black Death of the 14th century killed a third of Europe's population. Deep divisions characterized social life. The rich enjoyed luxury, while the majority were impoverished peasants. Economic growth caused towns and cities to expand. Cities in northern Italy benefited from trade with the eastern Mediterranean and the markets of the Indian Ocean and East Asia. In northern Europe, the Hanseatic League expanded its trade eastward to Novigrad and westward to London. Flemish towns prospered through textile production, and England and northern Italy became major exporters of wool cloth. In most urban areas, guilds dominated commercial life, protecting their members' interests by excluding outsiders, Jews, and women. In the 15th century, a new class of merchant bankers arose. Despite the church's condemnation of usury, banks profited from loans and Jews became important moneylenders. Working with skilled artisans, master builders constructed the Gothic cathedrals which dominated the skyline for miles. Scientific and other intellectual activity flourished in this period. Many universities were founded to award students teaching diplomas and advanced degrees. All courses were taught in Latin, and theology was viewed as the central, all-encompassing discipline. Artistic achievements included works of vernacular literature by Dante and Chaucer. Drawing inspiration from classical antiquity, humanists introduced a curriculum that dominated Western secondary education into the 20th century. Humanist influence spread through the new printing technology. This period also produced great works of painting and sculpture commissioned by wealthy merchants and prelates. In the 13th century, European states were structured much as they had been in the early medieval period. However, innovations in weaponry, such as the crossbow and firearms, which figured significantly in the Hundred Years' War, challenged the dominance of feudal knights. Increasingly dependent on the new armaments, monarchs supported standing armies by taxing merchants and encouraging financial assistance from nobles and clergy. The Great Schism weakened papal authority. Ultimately, the towns, nobles, and clergy found ways to check royal power through representative political institutions such as the English Parliament and the French Estates General.